Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration. Not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help women going through divorce and separation turn fear and chaos into empowerment and confidence. So I am super excited to introduce Marty Winder Adams. Now, Marty is an ICF, ACC, and BCC executive and leadership coach and certified divorce transition coach. Now, she's also a credentialed distinguished mediator in Texas, providing EEOC, family and divorce, and court-appointed mediations. Marty is certified in emotional intelligence training and assessments as well. Now, she has also served as a parenting coordinator in Texas, as well as working as a domestic violence client advocate, assisting women throughout the divorce process. Marty has a background in business management, education consulting, and professional training. And she's the founder of Positive Communication Systems. Well, welcome, Marty. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. It's really a privilege to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping both executives become better leaders, as well as sounds like, married couples turn potentially messy divorces into successful transitions, which is not always easy. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Thank you. And you are right. Definitely is a challenge to manage to work through both becoming a better leader and managing a divorce situation, and especially when you're trying to do them both at the same time.
Oh my goodness. That would be very tricky. So, well, and I'm curious here, Marty, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Well, I went through my own divorce almost 30 years ago now, and it was not a positive experience. That got me interested in dealing with conflict with couples. I went and did my mediation certification. And in working through that, more and more I became aware that people are at the lowest point in their emotional state during their divorce, and they're being asked to make decisions that are life impacting. And so it's really difficult to navigate the waters, deal with the emotional stuff, preparing for court, preparing for mediation, and all that sort of messy, gooey stuff. And most of the clients I work with are women. Most of them are executives or entrepreneurs. So on top of dealing with all the personal stuff, you're now trying to maintain a professional status, reputation, and move forward in your own business. So just that is where I find I can be the most support and help, and it really inspires me to be able to do that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Everything impacts everything else. It's not like just the divorce happens here and you go on about your merry way and work and your role that you have created for your career. Everything intertwines and it can just be I would imagine really overwhelming. So yeah, and obviously you have experienced that firsthand, which gave you this clarity. So, well, how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
I have had my own business since 1998. I am originally from Canada, so I started my business up there, then moved down here to Texas and got it rolling down here in Texas. But it was really in 2006 that I turned from doing more of the consulting client support to actually doing executive coaching. And then from that, it evolved into specifically working with a lot of female executives going through the divorce process. So it's slowly been evolving over time. I still do some mediation, but again, I would say 85% of my work now is now coaching, whereas when I started, it was probably less than about 10%. So it's really flipped the ratios of where I'm working, where I'm focusing my efforts, I guess you could say.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I can, I guess, you know, what has caused that illumination or better alignment, however you want to look at it, is just realizing that, you know, because of the role that women play in, you know, a leadership role, as well as, you know, having to navigate through all the complexities of a divorce, you can really support them on both those levels.
And I think, you know, Wendy, that's a really good point, because I think there's this thought that, well, I can go through a divorce and I can keep my professional life completely separate. I can, you know, divide everything off. And so I won't have emotional issues at work that are focused on my family. And it just doesn't work that way. It's very messy, like I've said before. Yeah. And so when you open up the door to that emotional outpouring or distress during the divorce, it's going to impact you and on all facets of your life. So, right. I've really noticed that. I think experience has helped me see that this is really where I can be the most support.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, that makes sense. Now, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your practice?
Yes. I can tell you that I was a caregiver for my husband after a massive stroke for almost 8 years. So I took quite a bit of time away from professional development training to attend to his needs and be at home with him. So that was a roadblock. Then getting back up on the horse, so to speak, or get back into the professional world, it took a little bit of time to get traction and get going. But I feel I'm finally reaching the point now where my business is growing. I'm very happy with what I'm doing, and still have a lot of areas to work on, but I'm getting closer to where I want to be.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I can only imagine the difficulty from moving from Canada to Texas and reestablishing your practice in a different state and a different country. That had to have presented some challenges too.
There was a lot of, you know, credentialing issues where training that I had completed in Canada wasn't recognized in Texas. So the frustration of having to redo training that you already had, you know, sort of completed, but it was a very good experience. I met some wonderful people. I met a couple of people that went on to be mentors and coaches for me. So at the time it seemed challenging, but in hindsight, it was the best thing that happened to me.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I love that when you realize that things really are unfolding or the path is presenting itself in a way that actually is serving the bigger purpose. Sometimes when they're right in the middle of it, it doesn't always make sense. But like you said, 2020 hindsight, then it's like, oh yeah, everything really did unfold just the way it was supposed to be unfolding.
So it truly does. It truly does. Yes.
And, you know, Marty, you're obviously an expert at helping executives become more effective in their leadership roles while also, you know, helping them successfully transition through divorce. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes. Wendy, I can tell you.
Well, there wasn't any hesitation there.
I certainly do. And I think, you know, if I had to rate myself, my sales process, the ask, the money ask, is the hardest part for me. I really feel for these women. A lot of them are in very emotional states when they're speaking to me. Mm-hmm. You know, they all have difficult stories. And when I get to that point where I have to start saying, okay, this is what the coaching program costs, it's like, I just cannot do it. I can't get it out. I don't come across, I lose all my confidence. I know the value. I understand the benefits. I understand that in the long run, it may help them save money, but it's hard for me to articulate that, the sales component of it.
Right. Yeah. And you are definitely not alone in that, because that is one of those difficult, you know, transitions within the conversation, because obviously our work is isn't tangible. You know, you can't just pick it up and take a look at it and, oh, this is, yeah, this is great. You know, it looks like great quality and let's go ahead and buy this. No, it's completely within our perception of the value of the work that you can do. And it rests on the words that you choose to create that sense of value that's wrapped around, you know, that fee, you know, the relationship. So yeah, I'd love to provide you with a little insight that ideally will move the needle for you there if you'd like.
I would very much appreciate it. Yes.
All right, sure. And, you know, it's interesting because earlier in our conversation, you were talking about, gosh, you know, divorce is one thing, but these people that you're supporting are high-level executives. I mean, they have a lot of responsibility on their shoulders within their work role, within their role within the corporations, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And so what comes to mind for me is within the enrollment conversation, if you were to help them, your potential client, really understand what's at stake in terms of their career and the role that they hold within their corporation and what rides on them being able to stand in their leadership role with confidence and clarity and vision and that adeptness that a leader needs to have in managing, you know, putting out fires. Let's face it, you know, they're putting out fires, they're dealing with things, you know, there's a lot at stake in a leadership role within a corporation that means the entire corporation's bottom line, you know, new project initiatives, making decisions based on clarity and alignment with the team. And, you know, it just goes on and on, right? I don't mm-hmm. need to tell you, but I'm just kind of bringing the emphasis on the fact that, yes, they're going through a divorce and that is challenging and overwhelming. And obviously, I would imagine for most, a new situation that they don't have yes. experience in. And so there's the complexities of, oh, well, do I have to do this? What do I see when his attorney does this? And, you know, all these little idiosyncrasies, but there's also the whole entire work-related responsibilities that are at stake. And mm-hmm. so what I am building this case for, to use terminology that you are more familiar with, is the fact that if you are more effective and choose words that really create the awareness, like I like to use the word, that illuminate the importance of being able to easily transition through this divorce in a way that helps them, your ideal client, stay focused, stay confident, maintain as much of their leadership role prowess as possible, even though this is a highly emotional time and there's trauma and drama and, you know, everything that's going on, right. Then the value in my mind is a no-brainer. Because what's at stake if you have a meltdown, if mm-hmm. you can't make decisions, if suddenly that clarity is gone, what's at stake? And so that's my recommendation, is that you, through, you know, strategic questions, help your prospective client really take inventory of the bigger picture. And yes, we all know that we can muster through things and we can power through things and get it done. And, you know, but what is at risk? What's the cost of maybe showing up and not being grounded, not being that clear, confident leader?
That's an aspect of my conversation, my sales conversation, I have not had in the past. So thank you. That was invaluable. I think I've alluded to it, but I don't think I've actually elicited that information and had, you know, really highlighted that for these executives, because they have been dealing with struggles because of their emotional overwhelm and, you know, lack of sleep and stress, and it is impacting their work. And that's, they've already reached, I believe a lot of them have already reached out to me for that. And then I've been focusing on the divorce side. And I think you have really given me the insight. I'm just like, You can't see me, but there's little light bulbs going on around my head. But I really think that's been a missing piece. So thank you.
Terrific. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm glad that I provided some clarity around that so that, you know, you're not, you know, enrolling in their money issues. You're not hesitating when it comes to the value around the work that you do and the outcomes that you provide. So, all right. Terrific. Well, I'm glad that I was able to illuminate a different aspect for you to at least contemplate the next time you have this, one of these conversations. So, and you know, Marty, I'm curious here. We have just been dealing with this pandemic, which, talk about messy. It's really turned so many aspects of our lives upside down. Of course, there's the health aspects of just being in fear of, you know, whatever is all involved in that, but the impacts on so many different, you know, aspects of our professional lives, our home lives, you know, relationships, everything. Can you speak a little bit about the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do?
Well, I can definitely say that for anybody working in the divorce field, the pandemic has definitely offered additional options to grow your business. There has been a dramatic increase in the number of divorce cases filed in, and I forget the exact statistic, but across the United States, I believe that the Bar Association reported somewhere, depending on the different states, somewhere between 20 and 30% rise in the number of divorces that have been filed.
Jeez.
Plus, the courts were not open for the first 8 months. So there's a backlog of cases waiting to go through the courts that couldn't be resolved through mediation. So it has really contributed to the stress. People are filing for divorce. And I know some attorneys I've spoke to are already telling people, you know, if this is going to go to court, it's not going to be finalized before maybe somewhere between 9 and 18 months.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
wow.
You know, and that's not even counting. They still have to go through the mediation. They still have to, you know, do all the preliminary filings and everything. So it has certainly added to the stress for people. I think one of my friends coined this phrase that I kind of like, if there was any cracks in the relationships, they're now crevices or Grand Canyons. And so, you know, forced work together, that kind of stuff, financial stress, stress having the kids at home, and trying to homeschool and run businesses, it's just compounded any problems that relationship that existed in relationships, and has definitely spiked the number of divorce cases that are being filed across the United States.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. It just really has been a catalyst, unfortunately. And I can see how the work that you provide and the support, you know, and just the, well, in fact, let me ask a few more details here from you. How do you work with, you know, executives who are juggling all the demands of their work and their leadership role, as well as facing, you know, this life transition, this big situation in their life that they're wanting to, you know, move on, but it's very complex. Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. And you may just cut me off because this is my area of passion. So I go on a little bit long on this one. One of the things I do as a divorce transition coach with the executive experience is I really start with my clients where they are and what they want to focus on. This is their life, not mine. So as we were talking about a little bit before, I do there's some aspects of life coaching. There's some aspects of prepping for how to handle difficult conversations at work. There's some aspects of how to manage your team when you're dealing with stress, but it really starts with the individual one-on-one understanding where the client is, where my client is, what she wants to do, what she wants to accomplish, what her vision is for what the divorce and the post-divorce experience should be, and then how that all relates to her professional role, her professional persona, you know, her goals for her own career are all tied into and bound in with that divorce procedure. So how do we navigate that? What resources does she need? I have a past client who called me her divorce concierge because she goes, if I have a problem, I just call Marty and she figures it out for me. So, not that I do that, but I can help people decide what resources do they want to access. if women come to me and they're like, I don't even know how to hire an attorney. What questions do I ask? I can help you with that. I can walk you through that. How do you choose a mediator? How do you prepare for the mediation? It's really an individualized approach to this. Just like I think any good coaching is based on the client, not based on what the coach wants to do. Mm-hmm. So that's the focus. And I also work with three exceptional women who provide one-on-one coaching throughout my time with the client. I have a realtor who is in Toronto. I have a personal branding and professional image consultant who is in California. And I have a certified financial planner in Oregon who coach the clients for 1 hour each to provide insight on those three aspects of their life, work, relationship, going through the divorce. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the 13-week package, people are prepared to move forward and they have the ability to make decisions. They understand the process and they have the clarity to be able to move forward and feel confident in whatever role they choose to move forward into, whether it's staying as an entrepreneur and executive or whether it's changing careers, whether it's going back to school, whatever they choose to do. They've got clarity, they make decisions and they don't regret them later. That's the key thing.
Right. Yeah. No, it sounds like you have an extremely thorough process that really supports these executives, these leaders through the entire process, but also in gaining, you know, clarity about their life going forward.
Yes, absolutely. Because unfortunately, I've worked in my role as a mediator, I've worked with several people who have said, man, I just wish I'd never made that decision that day. Because, you know, once you sign a mediated settlement agreement, it's like a contract, you're bound into it. So if you want to get out of it, it costs a lot more to go back to court and get a hearing. Right. And so it's just having the ability, the time and the support to make those decisions. And like you say, just gain clarity on where you want to go moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense. Definitely. Well, Marty, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Wendy, I have a website. It is www.divorcecoach4women. And the four is actually the number four. So it's divorcecoach4women.com. And if they go there, they have access to my social media links. I have under my own name, I have a link on Twitter. I have a Facebook link. And I also have a LinkedIn link on that page. And there is a free download for them about how to choose a divorce attorney if they'd like to take the opportunity to take that. And I also offer a one-on-one divorce strategy planning session that is complimentary. You can just click on the link, pick a time that you want to sign up for, and it is a true consultation. It is not a sales call. So hopefully if people are in the situation where they're looking at divorce or they're uncertain about a specific aspect of it, they can get in touch with me, book a time on my calendar. I'd be happy to talk with them about their options. Just want to throw out the proviso, though, I'm not providing legal advice on that call, and I'm also not providing any financial or therapeutic advice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So your website is divorcecoach4women.com with the number four, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And once they land there, then they can find your links to your social platforms, as well as, it sounds like this is a huge value, this free download. This is a book that you've written, how to...
It's actually just a single page checklist. It's
okay. 10 okay.
points that so you it's need a quick to guide.
Great. Yes. How to choose a divorce attorney,
mm-hmm.
which is, yes. I mean, that's got to be a huge mystery. It's just figuring out.
That's the big hurdle to get over, isn't it?
To yeah. even ask, right? Are you in it for my best interest? Of course. Yes, I am.
Right, right.
Got to be better questions than that. So that's obviously a very valuable resource. And then you're also offering is this a complimentary consultation?
It is. It's wow. Like I said, it's completely free. They usually last about 45 minutes. And so if people just have a single item that they want to work through, a particular pressing issue, maybe it's, you know, it could be something around how to hire an attorney, or it could be something about how do I communicate information better with my soon to be ex, or how do I talk to my kids about this, or, you know, whatever area may be pressing, how do I share what, here's a really good one I get quite a bit, Wendy. How do I tell my colleagues and coworkers about this? Because one of the things that I have found is that how women executives and leaders in a company are treated going through a divorce, or how they're perceived, maybe treated is the incorrect word, but how they're perceived, is very different than a male colleague going through a divorce. There's a different perception as to what's going on there. And so how much information do you want to share? How are you going to share that? How are you going to talk to teams about it? That kind of thing is one of the big questions I get when people call in on those consults. So.
Right. Yeah. No, that there is a whole myriad of things that do suddenly come to the foreground when you make that decision. And
right.
it does get very complicated. So,
and there's no cookie cutter answer. It's right. It's everybody has to, you know, based on what they know about their team, what their personality is,
right.
Is really important in it.
Right. Yes. It's very, very complex. Definitely. Well, Marty, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation and have illuminated the complexities and kind of what the minefield potentially looks like in this whole process. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our conversation, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
I think the biggest one is if you're questioning and doubting your ability to succeed, you're probably on the right path, because it seems to me that that's part of going through, like, that was the biggest thing as an entrepreneur, as somebody who came from an employed perspective to an entrepreneur. There is no one path. And so just being willing to explore, being open to try things, and to be able to say, okay, I tried it, it didn't work, and now I'm going to try something else. But that doesn't, again, it's that whole Edison thing, you know, 1,000 light bulbs until you actually got the right one. And I think the thing is just to be open to trying new things. And the other thing, if there's any way I can encourage people, is use a coach that you trust, because I really floundered around for a long time until I invested in a coach. And after I did that, the path really did clear for me after working with a business coach, a leadership coach, a mentor, you know, somebody that you trust and respect, somebody with a proven track record. I think it does an amazing thing for your mindset and for your ability to see yourself as an entrepreneur, as opposed to I always just saw myself as this person trying to kind of play at having my own business until I got a coach in place. And then I really did. I completely transitioned to, I can do this. I just have to, you know, work at it strategically.
So. Right. Yeah. It does definitely shorten the learning curve and reduce the bloody knees, falling down frequently when you do have somebody who's walked the walk and can talk the talk and lead you through the journey a little bit more efficiently with eyes wide open. So yeah, well, that's great. Thank you so much for sharing those, both those nuggets of wisdom, to just embrace the fact that, hey, you know, questions and doubt, that's kind of part of the process, and to really look for those experts to help make the path more efficient and less of peaks and valleys. So, and, you know, Marty, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from, unfortunately, your messy divorce and, you know, experiencing all the ripple effects and difficulties yourself firsthand. And, but that was the awakening, right? That was the catalyst that made you realize, you know what, this is really something that people need support around. Women need support to navigate through this in a way that doesn't really have that, you know, ripple effect that affects so many things. And now this impactful work that you're doing as an executive and leadership coach and certified divorce transition coach, where you're helping those women leaders excel and transition through divorces in, obviously, ultimately, a much more, you know, successful manner and more efficiently. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. And I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you, Wendy. And I want to thank you for giving me much more clarity on what I need to do on my call. So I so appreciate that.
Yeah, sure. Of course, my pleasure. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Marty Winder Adams through her website, and that is Divorce Coach for Women. And that's divorce coach, all one word, four is the number, and then women.com. And be sure to look for that free download that she has, how to choose a divorce attorney, which sounds like she's really distilled the essence of those great questions to ask so that you get somebody that is perfectly aligned and ideally will make the process as simple and streamlined as possible. But obviously, you can't miss choosing Marty's support in terms of, you know, the overall process and delivering into this new transition in a very successful manner without going through the total difficulties of trying to maintain that leadership role, as well as, you know, all the complexities. And so take her up on that one-to-one conversation, the free consult that she's offering, 45 minutes to spend time with Marty and just get some of those top of mind questions answered. Sounds like it's a lot of value that she's gifting there as well. So, and again, so that's divorcecoachforwomen.com. All right. Well, and again, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, "Yeah, this sounds great. What's next?" So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Marty Winder Adams. And as always, here's to your success.